This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for November 2020. How did classical music play a part of Jerome Hines's life as a mathematician, chemist, professor, and musician? And what were his musical instruments? Jerome Albert Link Hines was born in Hollywood, California on November 8, 1921, to Russell Ray Hines, a motion picture executive, and Mildred Link Hines, a homemaker. At the age of 7, he began playing the piano. For his 13th birthday, he was given a gift of a chemistry set and decided to be a chemist. Hines's mother, quote, to help him conquer his shyness, enrolled him in singing lessons with Lucy McCullough. After several lessons, McCullough refused to continue, urging Hines to find a teacher, quote, who would do justice to his voice. That teacher was Gennaro Curci, brother-in-law of the famed coloratura soprano Amelia Gallicurci. In 1937, after Fairfax High School, he entered the University of California, Los Angeles to study mathematics, chemistry, and physics. Quote, at the same time, he continued studying singing with Gennaro Curci. In June of 1943, he earned his Bachelor of Arts degree in Organic Chemistry and Mathematics from the University of California, Los Angeles. He was, quote, granted graduate standing in physics. He later earned a master's in mathematics. During World War II, Hines said, I taught math and chemistry at UCLA, worked as a chemist for a couple of years, then got my Met contract at 24. Quote, he joined the war effort as a chemist with the Union Oil Company in Los Angeles. While working, Hines took graduate courses in physics, continued voice lessons, and learned Italian and French. By age 20, Hines knew 20 operatic roles. Singing engagements consumed more of his time. When he moved to New York City, quote, he studied voice with Rococo Pandisio for 2 years, then studied voice with Samuel Margolis. He also studied with Vladimir Rosing to improve his acting. In 1946, quote, Hines made his debut with the Met in Boris Godunov as the sergeant. He sang 41 seasons at the Metropolitan Opera, 868 performances, encompassing, quote, 45 roles in 39 operas. He sang for over 40 years, quote, in other opera houses around the world. Hines continued his work in chemistry by inventing, quote, a non-toxic special effects solution used on the stage in Faust. Hines's book, A New Philosophy of Mathematics, was completed in 1976. He developed his theory of unachievably large numbers. Hines said, it's a book I'm writing about mathematical theory I've developed, a finite mathematics that allows one to do all that infinite math does. I call it the theory of unachievably large numbers. He copyrighted it in 1996. In 1987 in New Jersey, Hines founded his Opera Music Theater International Organization to teach, quote, the next generation of opera singers. His organization helped promising young singers get the training and encouragement they needed to make a career in opera. Hines said, we've had a total of 54 students through the program. We try to find the great voices that otherwise might fall through the cracks. Students in the program receive free coaching and voice lessons, are taught foreign languages, take acting courses, and participate in special concerts and opera readings and get career advice. When they're ready, we start calling the managers, the impresarios, and we've had a number of them get contracts with the Met, Covent Gardens, and all the top houses. Jerome Hines married in 1952, Lucia Evangelista, soprano. They had 4 sons and 8 grandchildren. Jerome Hines was a mathematician, chemist, professor, opera singer, composer, author, husband, father, and grandfather. Hines founded his Opera Music Theater International Organization to teach, quote, the next generation of singers. He died in 2003 at the age of 81 in Manhattan.